This is Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr for Terry Loomis on this 4th of July. We, before the break, visited with Brad Olson, North Dakota Farm Service Agency program specialist, and details on information from USDA regarding drought assistance and help from USDA is pretty much nationwide. It's not just specific to North Dakota, but South Dakota also.
And along with that authorization of doing haying on certain contracts, the secretary did increase the area for emergency grazing by 150 miles radius from an eligible county. So now we've got virtually every acre in the state of North Dakota is eligible for emergency grazing as of right now. Come August 2nd, they will be eligible for emergency haying. And this goes all the way out into Minnesota, down in Nebraska, into Wyoming, takes up almost the entire state of Montana. It's all based on the D2 designations. And so when you start drawing the 150-mile radius, it takes up a large chunk of the Northern Great Plains.
For sure. Wow. Well, you know, a lot of people sure like Sonny Perdue right off the bat. And now I think they like to give him a big hug.
Yes, they will. But the haying part is still, we're back to after August 1. So that's the one thing that a lot of guys would like to see change, but only the secretary can make that change at this point. So okay. As of right now, just start sharpening the sickles to be used on August 2nd.
So this is quite a quick turnaround.
Yep, it is, and we're happy that it can be done like this. We get accused of a lot of layers of bureaucracy, and Secretary Perdue has cut right through a lot of those layers and helping when need be.
Brad Olson, Program Director for North Dakota Farm Service Agency Office. Any other drought news when it comes to help from USDA and the Farm Service Agency here at the middle part of the summer now?
Yes, there is. We have the livestock forage program, and we can compensate producers for the grazing losses if they meet certain criteria. So, and it's all based on the U.S. Drought Monitor. So right now we've got a lot of counties eligible in the central and western parts of the state that's eligible for the grazing loss. And since we hit D3 on the U.S. Drought Monitor, they will get a payment roughly around $50 per animal unit, which is basically a beef cow. And so that producers can come in immediately and apply for that.
So
basically everything west of the Missouri River is eligible at this point, and including Divide County, Williams County, and then the east side, it would be Montreal, Ward, McLean, Burley, Emmons, Logan, and McIntosh.
Okay, super. And on the South Dakota side, I know that's not your area of mm-hmm. In charge, but basically kind of the same rough area?
Same. Everything that's D3 right now is eligible mm-hmm. under livestock forage program.
Okay. So head into the county FSA office. Talk. You know, a lot of people are already involved in LFP, but this is a little extra help, huh?
A little extra help, yes. So it'll help go a long ways. Counties are also busy right now taking acreage reports where we have a deadline of July 15th. So this may, they'll try to do other things, too, at the same time.
Brad Olson, North Dakota Farm Service Agency's Program Director. And again, these details also apply to South Dakota when it comes to CRP and the LFP and all of the acronyms associated with FSA. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr in for Terry Loomis. We'll take a break and talk about barbecuing on the 4th of July. That's next here on Inside Agriculture.